Santo, ଆଡ଼ଜଷ୍ଟି ସନ୍ନ୍ୟାସୀ ପରେ କହି ଶୁଣୁ ସନ୍ନ୍ୟାସୀକୁ ମୋଟା ଘଣ୍ଟ ଭୁଲି ଭୁଲି ଦାବି ଗାଲନ ଚଚୁରି ସୋଚି ମାତା ଘୁଡ଼ି ଧରନ୍ତ ସୋ ମେନି ପ୍ରିପାରେସନ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ଭେଜିଟେବୁଲ ହାଉ ବ୍ୟୁଟିଫୁଲି ଇଟ୍ ହାଜ୍ ବିନ୍ ଆରେଞ୍ଜମେଣ୍ଟ କୁକ୍ଡ ବାଇ ସୋଚି ଦେଇ ଲାଇକ୍ ନେକ୍ସଟ ଭେରି ଟେଷ୍ଟଫୁଲ୍ ସୋଚି ମାତା କରୁ ତାହାର ଶୁଦ୍ଧ ଭକ୍ତି ହେରି ଭୋଜନ କରିଲା ଭଳି ସୁଧା ସମୟରେ ଅନ୍ନ ବ୍ୟଞ୍ଜନ ନ୍ୟୁ ଥଟ୍ ବାଇ ସୋଚି ଦେବୀ କୁକ୍ଡ ଇଟ୍ ଫାଇଣ୍ଡିଂ ହାର୍ ପ୍ୟୋର୍ ଭେରି ଭେରି ପ୍ୟୋର୍ ଡିଭୋସନ୍ ଟେମ୍ପରମେଣ୍ଟ ତା ଶୁଦ୍ଧ ଭୋଜନ ତା ଶୁଦ୍ଧ ଭକ୍ତି ମୋତେ କହିଲେ ରନ୍ଧନ ତାହା ଶୁଦ୍ଧ ଭକ୍ତି ହରି ଭୋଜନ କରିଲା ହରି ସୁଧା ସମୟ ଆଫ୍ଟର୍ ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ କୁକ୍ଡ ଦେନ୍ ୟୁ ସେଲ୍ ଅଫର୍ ଟୁ ହିମ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦେନ୍ ୟୁ ୱିଲ୍ ଟେକ୍ ହିୟର୍ ଅଲ୍ ଅମିଟେଡ୍ ହ୍ୱେନ୍ ୟୁ ୱାଜ୍ କୁକିଂ ହିଜ୍ ହାର୍ଟ ୱାଜ୍ ଫୁଲ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଡେଡିକେସନ୍ ଟୁ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଆଣ୍ଡ କୃଷ୍ଣ ହାଜ୍ ଆକ୍ସେପ୍ଟେଡ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ by hard cooking was comfortable for Krishna to take these preparations. It does not depend on us that we shall offer to Krishna to hurry. But when she was preparing that, then and there, hurry has taken by hard nature of the decision to hold. It is just like nectar you all taste. Annavanyam, jogi jogi pari yaha bhoge aaj habita, hori hori khao sabhe bhai. Remind it that the great yogis, after practicing hard, practices of yoga, what they gain simply by taking prasadam, we will get more than that. Outwardly, it is enjoying, enjoyable to take prasad. But this enjoyment of taking prasad will take you higher than the yogis. Yogi, by what they get, by practices of yoga, you will get here simply only by taking prasad. Yogi, pariha bhogaya yaveta, sura samayam, hori hori khao sabhe bhai, krishnir prasadam na tijagato kare manno, tripura bhi na tijaha bhai, virinda mahari, shiva, he also began to dance when he takes this prasad of Nanak. He's reminding his boys, his disciples. I sometimes put here, yogi yogi na paaye jaha. The yogi, what they get by their yoga practices, automatically you will get my enjoyment here. But I put it, yogi yogi na pai, what they cannot get, they will get it. Yogi yogi na pai jaha, bhogaya jhavita. They can't reach up to so height, the yogis. Jamadvi yogavati kamadu bhatu muhu, mukunda sivaya jala sadma. Artificial practices. What that have to do with the independent absolute life? What may it have an influence over the absolute? That may affect me too sometimes, those practices, to make my mentality a little calm.
Durability of
at a calm position in the mind. That's all, by controlling the air, controlling our our breath. We can get some calmness within our mind. I practiced it sometime. But what to do with the absolute? He is only Sharanagati. Sharanagati. Without surrender, no other path to us, the autocrat. None can control him only by the opposite method. To defeat him, approaching in the opposite method. Not to conquer. Not to approach, to conquer him. But just the opposite. I have not come to conquer, but I have come to take shelter. I do not find any shelter in me, neither in the broad world anywhere. But only you can give proper shelter. I have come, don't abide me, my Lord. I am the most wretched, and you are the highest group. You must have to give. Protection for me. I am helpless. The independent is the autocrat, absolute. Only is without Sarmagati. Sarmagati. We are subject, he is a super subject. He has got only subjective existence to us, not any object, never. Always in the super subjective area, he dwells. Evam drashtari dishyattam arupitam abuddhivi yathā navasi meghu renur vāpārthivo nile evam drashtari dishyattam arupitam abuddhivi. Just as patches of cloud in the sky, then many dust in the air. So, by locating the dust, we say that the air is filthy with dust. By tracing the cloud, we say the sky is cloudy. But what is the connection between cloud and the sky? Sky we cannot trace. With the help of the cloud we say, this sky is cloudy. So, drashtari dishyattam arupitam. He has got subjective characteristics. And we have to trace him, Srimurti and the others, which take him down in the objective world to understand the position, the facility of understanding his position. We try to take him down in the objective world. But really, he is holding the subjective position to me. I am subject to super subject. Super subject. I can't make him object of my mundane or mental senses.
is naturally is holding superior position. But to make it possible in our understanding, we try to attribute something of the here, mundane, in his connection and try to understand it. Now the books, the advice, that is knowledge, but we try to keep in books in the objective world. I may forget, so the writing system is there, I can understand him by consulting the books, this material. We can trace through his such and such. To bring him down in the objective world, to facilitate our understanding about him. But really, he is always transcendental, supramental, transcendental. That is his real position. Evam drashtari disyattam arupitam avidhivi. He is not confined in the though in Bhagavatam he is there, and we worship the Bhagavatam with flower before we begin to read it. We try to bring him in the objective position. But we should try to understand that by this we are being taken to the transcendental world. It is managed for that. This book, there is Bhagavatam, there is his verse there. So I am to worship. Oh, he is not ordinary thing within our I experience. Something transcendental, so revere it. Srimati also for revere, for puja. Because of his infinite connection with the transcendental. We must worship the deity in the objective world also. To take me there, that it is not ordinary, a mystic thing. It has got its existence to trace to the super subjective world. With that idea, we have to approach Bhagavatam or the deity or the Ganges Mata or anything pertaining to Krishna. And so, So prasadam, connecting to him by taking our, apparently by enjoying what doing transcendental service to prasad, that is on the subjective world. Haribodhi khao sabhi bhaar, tripurari nate jaha bhaar, asirango bhaar. Well, Mahaprabhu met him there in Pandharpur. In the, what river is there? Reba? Not Reba, some river. Pandharpur. Rauhari, Rauhari, Rauhari. Okay?
Thank you. Yes. My other entered the cold of the sound.
Also they committed mistakes. At least I detected twice, and that was corrected. Samhita, Sanghati. Assimilation in the life of the life activity of Samhita.
Assimilation.
Assimilation. Or adjustment. Organic characteristic. Samhita means the organic characteristic. Sanghati means solidarity. Sanghati. Sanghana. To show the unity in plurality. That's really the general meaning of Samhita. Different type of conduct is found there, and to try to look them through harmony. So the harmony in the life of Krishna, that's something like that, Samhita. To show the unity in different apparently opposite activities in his life. That harmony in the life of Sri Krishna, or adjustment, or proper assimilation. Or organized view, unified view, or something like that. It may be a proper, suitable word, but the meaning will be like this. To show the unity in plurality, the mutual connection with different pastimes.
Assimilation.
kapparas tribulation. The life in the past dreams of Sri Krishna. The real standpoint. Hare Krishna.
Proper assimilation. Proper assimilation of the pastimes of Sri Krishna. Something like that.
What will I take in by the linguist for the approachable? You may give such name, familiar to the linguist. Hare Krishna.
And then this Prema Pradeep. Prema Pradeep.
Prema Pradeep.
How should that novel be forwarded, as for the Vaishnavas or for the general public?
Prema Pradeep.
Yes, because
it is written for the generally for the Brahmo mentality, who are followers of in a Vishis aspect. It is meant for them specially. Prema Pradeep.
Which persons are we attacking when we write this, mainly?
This is Ramohan Rai, Rabindranath, all group. The whole group of the Brahmo school. The impersonalist. Impersonalist group of the Bodhisattva.
Perhaps the yogis, the jogis,
ultimately impersonal, the Paramatma, anti personal. The Brahma school, the Paramatma school, both may be covered, the impersonal school. The ultimate cause of the universe is impersonal, not personal. It is against them. It is personal. No anomaly. Ultimate cause is personal. Absolute truth is personal. Personal conception of the absolute truth.
What kind of consideration should there be for giving a title in English? We gave one, we thought of one title, but it sounds a little mundane. The Torchlight of Love. Something for the Western countries, so they will be attracted also to read it. Thank you.
Divine light to help personal connection with the Absolute, or something like that. By the help of that light, Pradeep means light, Prem Pradeep, the light of love, which can show us the loving attitude in the Absolute. Then we can live with Him in love. We can live with Him in love as in a family. Such light, such divine light, which can help us, our life in His family, with His affection. And the light will show that we can live in, that we have affectionate position with Him, with the Absolute. That sort of light. You have to summarize. Loving ray of the Absolute. The ray of affection from the Absolute.
It is divided into Prabha. Each chapter is Prabha.
Prabha?
Yes. 10 Prabhas are there.
Prabha, last time. Affectionate luster that can show my position of affection in Him. Everyone is in affectionate position with Him. This light can show. This light can show that you are in affectionate position with the Absolute Lord. Your fulfillment of your life is in affectionate position, acquiring affectionate position in Him. The consorthood, the sonhood, fatherhood, all affectionate position.
There are some words which are very difficult to express in English, especially when he is talking about bhava, four types of bhava. So that is very difficult to get across to the English speaking person. Sanchari, all these things.
Sanchari. Hari bhava and sanchari bhava. Mood, attitude, posing.
Udipan, one.
That is temporary. Udipan may be a foreign thing, can't excite. Which helps us remember. That is Udipan, to remember the thing. Rhetoric,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh. Oh.
Sin করে দেয়া সেই জিনিসকে সেই সাধু সঙ্গে জড়িতে সেই মুক্ত খুলে যায় বিদ্যাতি হৃদয় গ্রন্থি যখনই সিদ্ধান্তি সর্বসংশয়া আর তারপরে যেটুকু এখানকার এতিমিটি থাকে ক্ষিয়ন্তি যাশ্য কর্মানি সেগুলো সব ক্ষয় হয়ে চলে যায় আমার সম্বন্ধ তার আপন ইন্টারেস্ট দেখতে পায় সবটি রিফ্লেকশন আসে গায়ন বি অবজেক্ট অফ সার্চ সার্চ অনুসন্ধান আমারই খুঁজছে বলছে চশমা বাদ দিতে চশমা বাদ দিতে সেই জন্য রেখে দিচ্ছি চশমাতে ক্ষতি করবে এই বলছে নিউ থিওরি একটা অদ্ভুত শ্লোক এটা হয়েছে বিদ্যাতি হৃদয় গ্রন্থি সিদ্ধান্তি সর্ব সংশয়া ক্ষিয়ন্তি যাস্য কর্মাণি মই দৃষ্টি অখিলাত্মনি বিদ্যাতি হৃদয় গ্রন্থি হৃদয়টাই হলো আসল বুঝেছেন প্রেমের উৎস হচ্ছে হৃদয় আর জ্ঞান হলো তার সবঅর্ডিনেট হৃদয় গ্রন্থি ভেদ হলেই সম্বন্ধ জ্ঞান পরিষ্কার হয়ে গেলেই তখন সব সংশয় জ্ঞানও ভূমিকা আননেসেসারি হয়ে যায় জিনিসটা আপন জিনিসটা লাভ করে আপন বিদ্যাতি হৃদয় গ্রন্থি সিদ্ধান্তি সর্বসংশয়া আমার আপন মানুষ চিনতে আর কোনো সন্দেহ থাকে না বলে দেয় নিজের ভেতর থেকে বলে দেয় ইনি আমার আপন হি ইজ মাই ওন ওয়েন দিস সিল অফ দি হার্ট ইজ ব্রোকন দ্যাট ফ্লো অফ লাভ কামস আউট অ্যান্ড লাভ ক্যান গিভ রেকগনিশন who is my own or who is not my own. And then all knowledge of alternative process vanishes. No alternative, this is the man, my heart say. Vidyati hridaya granthi, supreme, the flow of love, can only it will not go and make friendship with anybody and everybody. It will go to the proper place, and then all possible alternatives will vanish of the search. And then the little reaction what I had in the previous platform or train, that will vanish. So first by bhakti, then knowledge, and bhakti mukhalikha karma yoga gyan. Is independent, bhakti, love is independent. And the knowledge, that will have no position there. And the reaction that already I had in the past locality, that will also vanish. Vidyati hridaya granthi, siddhanti sarva saṃśaya, kṣiyanti caśya karmāṇi, mayi drishti akhilātmaṃ. However, I shall cast my searching look, the response will come, one and the same, everywhere, the response will come. I am your own, you are searching me. From everywhere, the echo will come and corroborate that you are searching me. So no other alternative. So inquiry will be finished. And what loan I incurred in this ordinary plane of senses, that will also disappear. This is a positive transaction. Love is independent, nothing can produce it. Ahituki apratihata. This is causeless as well as its progress can never be stopped by, hampered by any other cause in the world. Ahituki apratihata.
Causeless means unconditional.
Causeless means it is eternally existing. Nothing has created it. Causeless. It is Svayambhu, it is self-existent. Causeless means self-existent. Self-existent. And that is apratihata. Its progress can never be disturbed by anything else. Uncontrollable, right to be a causeless, a prithyata. Irresistible.
Acha, heart is the source of love, then what is the source of knowledge?
What's that?
Knowledge.
Knowledge? That is what is calculated, not automatic. But when we are otherwise, then which comes within the calculation, that is knowledge. So, Gani Prayasam Udavasya. Set aside, leave aside the attempt that your calculation would make you, would bring fulfillment for you. This hypothesis dismiss it once more. No calculation can take you there. It is automatic, ahituki, causeless. Self-sufficient, bhakti, that is normal, that is automatic function, spontaneous, and unfortunately you are driving from that normal position to some foreign conception, and there you have to calculate all these things. In a limited position you are thrown off. But original position calculation is unnecessary. calculation is there where there is possibility of being deceived and possibility of deception, calculation comes there. There is no deception. Sense person and plainly flow of activity actually acts. So no place of any calculation. When we come in the layer of calculation, we are already in limited position, undesirable, an unhealthy position. So the calculation is necessary. An uncivilized world, where one is eager to cheat another, their calculation has got some position. But where there is no possibility, no trace of any cheating, any cheating, mutual help, and that is spontaneous, then it is redundant calculation. Calculation is a diseased state of a soul, prapa. So in soul's side there is no calculation. There is no room for any calculation. It is opulence and opulence of affection and love. Everyone is of sacrificing, of giving mood, not robbing mood. So it is redundant there. It is a cursed position to have our life in a calculative area. It is deplorable. So, Gyan Sunna Bhakti. Mahaprabhu says here, the real civilization begins here. It's Gyan Sunna Bhakti. That is to be adaptable to a particular plane which is above calculation. We must try to have our admission in as a membership in that plane of high civilization. No calculation, no cheating, nothing of the kind. Please try to have a ticket of that. Yes, here you are. I am purchasing a ticket in the Gyan Sunna Bhakti, in the plane of love. Yes, I admit. Otherwise, this is all false. False sense, to run after false sense, the knowledge. And this karma is the positive madness, mad one, mad energizing. It's karma, exploitation, and the mad activity. And the calculation in the middle, that is to live in the land of doubt, that is undesirable. Try to have your ticket to live in a land of opulence and opulence of affection, love, service, cooperation. That is the real civilized one. We can hope. That is God's domain.